You can see that the default durations range from as short as 1 hour to as long as 8 hours. So how does this vary across the country? Similar to flash flood warning size, this will vary greatly depending on the cause of flash flooding and the geographic area impacted. Take a look at the following figure that shows the average flash flood warning duration from October 2007 to May 2019 for each WFO. You can see that on average, flash flood warning length varies greatly from one office to another. There are multiple reasons for this, including local hydrology of different regions, WFO best practices, the type of flash flooding common to different areas, and no firm NWS directive on typical flash flood warning length. For example, flash flood warnings due to dam failures typically have a much longer duration than those just due to heavy rainfall. If we take a look at the distribution of 95% of flash flood warnings over the period of analysis, we see that most flash flood warnings are issued around hourly durations, with 3-hour warnings being the most common. In the absence of unusual circumstances, a best practice is for flash flood warnings to be between 3 and 6 hours. For routine flash flood warnings, 3 hours allows for 1 hour for the event to begin and the rain to fall, 1 hour for runoff and the stage to crest, and 1 hour for the flood to recede.